Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, final hour of the show, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Just a couple of minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Obviously, that is that the Falcons got a home win yesterday over the New Orleans Saints. We'll talk about how that all went down. 20 minutes, we'll get back into a college football Saturday. Of course, as much detail as we can with Randy for sure about that Georgia-Alabama game on Saturday night. Some other big games, too. Obviously, you talked about that Virginia Tech-Miami game on Friday, which was crazy. Kentucky upsets Ole Miss.
What a game.
What a performance by Kentucky.
Because me and you were texting, and I said, Ole Miss has got Kentucky.
Yeah.
They got Kentucky.
They did.
They got Kentucky.
They did.
Wow.
And it was cool because, you know, obviously you and many people listening didn't want it to happen to Georgia, and it didn't. Mm-hmm. And then was that going to be the high point of their season? Was that just a blip? What was it? For them to come back the next game, and was it the next game for them anyway, but to come back so soon and play like that, and go kind of, and Lane Kiffin was kind of smug about it afterwards, but he's right. Like for Stoops to go kind of off script and throw deep in that situation late and catch him by surprise.
I'm sitting there like, what the hell are you doing? Punt the ball.
Yeah.
Oh!
And then the guy fumbles going in, tight end grabs it and falls into the end zone. Crazy. I mean, it was just a crazy finish. But we talked about this before the season, like, Stoops needed one of those.
Yes.
Because it had been a couple years since he got one. He would always get one, but it was a couple years since he got one. And then he flirted with not flirted. He was ready to go to A&M before they didn't hire him.
Let's not act like it wasn't what it was.
So he needed to get back in the good graces, and beating a top 10 team will definitely do that. So that was a lot of fun. Some other games from over the weekend as well. We'll get to in about 20 minutes. And then we'll wrap things up, as we always do, with an AMA. Now, if you didn't get a chance to call in and say anything about the Falcons in the last hour, you can call in during the AMA and say some Falcon stuff then, too.
All right. So I'm trying to figure out, and I know everybody knows everything. I got the number. They're making me – I need a citation. I got a ticket, and I've only got
What'd you do?
I got the radar tickets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I've only got two tickets, and this is one of them. I got a speeding ticket when I was in college, and I got this ticket.
Nice.
All right, and I can't find the ticket, but I need to pay it because I think it's due today.
Oh, yeah, they go way up if you –
But I can't find the ticket or the citation number. And Bo and Abe are trying to do some work back there. I called the number, and it says, I need a citation number. Yeah, it says, I need a citation number.
Huh.
So
that's going to be hard to find if you don't have the ticket.
I can't find the ticket. I think I threw it away because I got mad in my probably because I got a damn ticket. And again.
That's a good way to deal with it.
I mean, again, this is only my second ever ticket.
Yeah.
This is my second ticket, so. Yeah. It's like, damn.
I used to get parking tickets.
I mean, I got plenty of parking tickets. Yeah, I got plenty of parking tickets. I'm talking about moving violations.
Yeah, moving.
Yeah, I only got two. Speeding in Georgia. I just got a new car and wanted to show it off.
Yeah.
Like the players do on 78 over
so
there.
So this is a problem that dates back years in Athens.
I wasn't going 100 miles an hour.
I
wasn't going that fast, Bunk. Now that I think about it, I think it was like an 81.
Okay.
But I was in a nice car.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a nice car.
Yeah, I mean, look, kids drive fast when they get nice cars.
Yeah,
it's, we've all
figured this out before they had me on the hood of the bourbon.
Yeah, the last thing you need is a bench warrant.
Yeah, that's the last thing I damn need a bench warrant for. Damn, Roxanne.
We don't need any of that.
No, we don't want that.
I did get
a seatbelt one time.
You did
a seatbelt one. I forgot about it. That's the reason I was in Madison Jail. That old
Mayberry,
that damn Mayberry jail up there in damn Madison, Georgia. That'd be locked up in that old ass jail. Me and the drunk ass wino for a damn seatbelt. Drunk ass wino.
Yeah, we don't need that again.
Yeah,
we don't need to run. We don't need to run that back at all. So find it. Somebody will help you. Here's the thing about our listeners.
Yeah.
They combined with all the ones that are out there, they know everything about everything.
Right.
Because it's, you know, there's enough people out there listening that there's an expert on something and someone will hit you up and let you know. Speaking of people listening, I got to give a shout out. Had a cool experience yesterday. We were at Round Trip Brewery.
Yes.
Bartender Zach.
Yes.
Very, very nice. Big listener to the show. Recognized me by voice. It was like, that must be Jack. It sure is. Getting some little cheese puffs for the guy.
Right.
It's because you take kids to breweries now.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
Yeah, it's one of the smartest things that our generation, my generation, whatever, has
put a
has
dog
made acceptable.
A dog park with a playground.
Yeah,
but we can't go there because of the little guy. because the one in Suwanee that we love, the Firestone, that one,
whenever something like that.
When we go to a Suwanee, downtown Suwanee.
Yeah.
Anyways, when we go, I love going there.
Still fire.
Love going there, but we can't go anymore because the little guy thinks that those little bark things. It's supposed to go in your hair.
Mm.
So all he does the whole time we're there, he picks it up in his hand, and throws it up two hands.
Oh, and gets it on his hand. No, Jack thinks gravel is food.
Yeah.
So we have to just pick. It's all little, he eats little stuff. So, maybe it's a fishy cracker, or maybe it's like a puff or a Cheeto, or maybe it's gravel.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They don't know no better.
He doesn't know. He's just an absolute savage on the loose is what he is. But shout out to Zach and the folks over there. Very, very nice. And they have a playground. It's just a playground and a brewery. It's perfect. You guys go over there. We'll stay over here. It's awesome.
Everybody's happy.
Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
A 58-yard try to win the game with 7 seconds left.
Ah.
Pinion to hold, McCullough to snap. Snap spot. Kick from Koo is away. And it is good! 58! And the money shot for Younghoe Koo.
58-yard game winner, career-long for Younghoe Koo. I think he set his career-long or tied his career-long last week or the week before, too. So he's been hitting from long range this season. They needed it because they didn't do anything to help him on those final three plays. They knew it was going to be a 58-yarder. It was first and 10. Could have maybe, No? All right. We'll just throw deep a couple times because we're money from 58.
Yeah.
It's all good.
But they had to know. Oh, the ticket was in her car.
Ha!
Yeah, I guess I got in her car after I got it to the mailbox. She's listening, so she got it.
Oh.
But
great.
Great. We figured it out.
Like making a 58-yard field goal to win a game.
They knew that, we probably can't run the ball because we don't have any timeouts.
I get it.
They're playing. We don't really want to throw it across the middle because of the fact we got to get up there. Anything can happen with the clock and everything.
And
we got to run the field goal team on. So
yeah, I get it.
Let's figure out somehow to keep – the clock from not running.
There was 23 seconds left on first and 10.
Yeah, so
well, I get it. That's dicey.
Yeah, so say, for instance, you catch the ball on third down. Because usually in that situation, it's out of bounds. Either our guy gets it or it goes out of bounds. All right? That's usually when you have those kind of situations. So they didn't want to basically put the ball in the middle of the field just because of the fact that they didn't want to have no timeout.
Yep.
I'm almost sure if they had a timeout, they would have ran the ball.
I bet
time.
They would have run.
They would have probably run the football. But since they didn't and they wanted to do
that. Based on how the run game was going, they probably wouldn't have got very many yards.
But they knew this.
And would have had to kick a 58-yard field.
But they knew this, that they got a kicker. I know it's as long as 54. They know how far Koo can kick it. And I'm sure they'd be like, if that was at 60 –
it's nice to know that his range has grown a little bit, because he was a couple years ago money as far as the accuracy, but you get plus 50, it was a little bit dicey. Now he's good up to 58. It's amazing, man, across the league. Like, 50-yard field goals used to be a thing. Dudes make them at a really high percentage now. Like, the kickers have gotten a lot better. As for the rest of the performance, good to get the win, obviously. Most important thing. 2-2. Kyle Pitts didn't have any catches. Here's Kirk Cousins after the game, asked why that was.
So there's some plays out there where I come to the sideline and say, hey, Kyle, I got to work you there. And then there's other ones where I did work him and I say, hey, I probably shouldn't have forced it to you. So it goes both ways. But you just kind of always go where your reads take you. And sometimes it skews the numbers one way or another. And sometimes it's really balanced. And you just kind of have to go where they take you.
Let's go, Schwelly. I can't say play by play, but I can call. I can say go somebody. God, I hate that damn answer, but because I understand what he's saying. Like,
right, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
It doesn't help anyone because Kyle Pitts had zero catches in a game where he was healthy.
Yeah,
but it's true.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to throw the ball to Kyle.
I think he does. And even there, he said, sometimes I force it to him because I want to throw it.
Yeah, they want to throw the ball to him. And I think
he should have had one catch.
At least, but he alligator arm. Now, it was going to be a 3-yard game.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be much.
It
wasn't going to be much.
But, and those are the ones where you just brace yourself, because it's going to hurt. But you got to catch the ball right
there.
The
problem is, even if you don't catch it, it hurts.
Yeah, that's, you're still going to get hit.
Right? So the guy's going to hit you either way.
The ball. And then on the crossing route, the drag route, whatever, you got his feet tangled up. That's not pass interference. Your feet got tangled up.
Yep.
But you got to lose him because that's what that's going to happen on that. You weren't going to get any positive yards. Even if you would have caught it, dude was right there. You got to give him some wiggle, give him that stair step, and create a little separation. But, I mean, he's a big reason why this offense doesn't look good.
Yep.
But also, they're not getting enough opportunities as an offense. Totally. They got by the last two games, the other offenses ran 20 more plays, had 10 or 11 more minutes of possession.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
It is.
That's a lot of time in the NFL. They had 9 drives. Like, hell, you gave away, say you had 7 more minutes. That's like at least 3 more drives. That's like at least three more drives.
I'm trying to look up time of possession.
It was the Falcons had 24. League-wide.
I'm just looking at
league-wide. I'm sure they're at the bottom as far as, you know, possessing the ball.
They are second to last.
Yeah, they don't possess the ball enough.
Yeah, Indianapolis has it for less minutes. But the Falcons, so this is how long, just guess how many minutes per game do you think the Falcons have the ball?
22.
24.
Yeah.
24 and a half. So that means every game the other team has the ball 10 minutes more than they do.
Yeah. And that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
In those 10 minutes, they run about 20 more plays.
Yes. So you, I mean, just imagine that.
It's kind of amazing to be 2-2.
Yes, it is. They are very, I said, they're very fortunate
to be 2-2. They're fortunate to be 2-2.
Yeah. And I can't sit there and I, you know, talk to our listeners and everything. What about this offense? Waiting on the offense. Hell, we all waiting on it.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, I'm sitting there just like you with that, the pose with the little boy with his thumbs tapping, his fingers tapping. I'm right there with you. I mean, I'm like,
who is that little boy?
I don't know.
Because he's got great facial expressions.
The little black and white boy with the little hat with the headlight and just be tapping.
Is that a little rascal?
It looks like he might be a little rascal.
Okay.
But I'm the same way. I'm right there with you. What the hell is going on? Because there's something, and it's probably something real little. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I hope so.
A timing here.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah. You know, through four games, I mean, I think in terms of, we'll do this more as the week goes on. Like, what do you feel like you've learned? What do you want to see more of? So there's a lot of you want to see more of. But I definitely feel like the Kirk Cousins health concern that we had week one is gone.
I think
don't
so.
Have that.
Yeah.
Don't have, now, he's not playing great, but no. I don't think it's because of his ankle or his Achilles or however you want to put it. Just needs a little bit more time. Run game needs to be better. He's got to be better. Pitts has to be better. And then everything will look better. It's a lot of better. All those things get better, and then they'll be better. Hey, caller number 6 right now, 404-726-0929. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals on Sunday, October 13th at the Lakewood Amphitheater, courtesy of Andy and Randy. Caller number 6 right now, you're going to go see Anderson .Paak. 404-726-0929. We'll be right back with a little college football. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. One of the fun things about interacting with listeners, taking phone calls, doing prize giveaways, stuff like that, you hear names you haven't heard in a while or ever. Congratulations to Burgess.
All right, Burgess.
From Social Circle, he was caller number 6. He's going to go see Anderson .Paak.
Way to go, Burgess.
On October 13th. Burgess, I think Burgess Meredith, right? From Rocky. He was his trainer.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's the only Burgess.
I was called Mick.
Yeah, right. Of course. Yeah. But that's the only Burgess I've ever heard of.
Okay.
Now we got 2 Burgesses.
I love it.
Burgess.
Congratulations, my dog.
2 Burgess.
Enjoy yourself. enjoy yourself.
I get the sense Burgess is a big Anderson .Paak guy.
You think so?
Yeah.
I am. We play a song.
Every day.
Every day.
Bow.
Bow. Yeah, that is him. So so when you're there and you hear this song, that part, and just think of me and Andy.
Yeah.
Think of me and Andy.
Because
and you got to make sure, Burgess, that you say it.
Bow. And then you can tell people. You can tell people about the benefits of QC Kinetics.
Yeah, man.
Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
There we go.
That's what I say right after we do that.
There we go.
We have heard from some people that when you hear the Led Zeppelin song that we play at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, they'll be waiting for you to woo.
Mm-hmm.
But then instead, Robert Plant starts singing because it's actually a music radio station that they're listening to. It is not us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they use that song for other stuff, believe it or not.
I like we have that kind of effect.
Right? I don't know.
I like how we have
it. We've branded it that way.
Yeah, man. But I don't even think about something because, like, you know, my wife, she brushes by me. I'll be ready to go. You know, that's just. I was thinking about the sexiest thing that your wife says to you, like, go make sure the door locked or something like that. She said something to me yesterday, Bonk, just got my juices just flowing in the right way. She said, hey, baby, come here for a second. I said, yeah, what's up? Can you go out there and barbecue me some ribs, Andy?
Yeah. That's verbal blue chew that, right there.
I'm talking about Andy. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You want me to cook you some ribs, baby? Oh, yeah, I'm going to make this with love. Dude, I don't know what it is. When she asked me to grill, because I didn't feel like grilling, but she comes down and says, babe, yeah, you go make me some ribs? Damn right I will, boo. And them ribs were smoking good, too.
Yeah.
Man.
Mm. My wife had a similarly good one on Friday. She was like, let me pick up some beer so we can watch the Huskies game on the porch.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I said, whoa, wait a minute. We are going to have a third kid? Is that? Because we're still in negotiations.
What you trying to do?
Hey, what are you doing over here?
What you trying to do?
Yeah, all right. Hey. Okay.
All right, man. But that's what I was like, what you trying to do?
Lily said yesterday, she said, I want a baby sister. And she's been on this big baby sister kick. She's ready to trade Jack in for a little girl and all that. So I was like, well, she wants a third. She wants a sister. And I was like, well, yeah, okay. If you go to bed earlier and don't need any assistance, if you just went to bed and were quiet earlier in the evening, that might be possible.
Right.
She was like, she didn't understand, obviously, the connection. But she was like, okay. So last night she went to bed super easy. It was amazing. It was amazing. She was like, I'm going to go to bed by myself. And I was like, all right, great. Go for it.
Oh, God. She wants
that's how bad she wants a little sister. She's
real quick,
really
I got this DM from Rusty. Rusty says, this is from Buster Only, about today's game. The MLB advises the Mets and Braves that when one of them wins game one, they should not do the usual champagne celebration. Duh.
Yeah, you got to play in 45
so
minutes.
So it's possible there will be a simultaneous celebration as the teams after the doubleheader. Mets manager Carlos Mendoza joked that the team should go on the field for a giant hug. So
they should.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they shouldn't. Of course not. No. They hate the Mets.
Yes.
I understand.
Yes.
Just win one of them. Just win one of them. Yeah. Boy, would it be funny if the Braves beat the Mets twice today, though.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be so great?
Yes.
Because if they do, then the Mets don't get to go to the playoffs. If they split the doubleheader, then both teams go to the playoffs. But if either team loses both, that team does not go to the playoffs. So imagine being the Diamondbacks.
Yes.
You got to have a watch party for game two, and obviously you're rooting for whatever team lost game one to lose game two also. Speaking of baseball, they made the announcement. I know a lot of people were fired up about this the last couple of years. They're going to go back to home and away jerseys for the All-Star game. Players are going to get to wear their own jerseys for the All-Star game.
Again, the things that I don't think that are a big damn deal that people lose their mind over.
But people are going to be happy because they're going back to what people wanted.
But I'm like, is it that serious that people get this fired up?
It is not.
I was like, damn.
It is not.
It's a damn uniform for an All-Star game.
Yes, it was a bad uniform, but it's a uniform for an All-Star game, no doubt. All right, let's talk some college football. What I know we talked a bit about it early. We spent a lot of time on the Falcons beating the Saints yesterday. A couple days removed from Georgia-Bama.
Yeah.
Kind of what's the main thought, the main feeling as a Georgia fan?
But Alabama's still the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama's a standard, and we know Nick's lost games. You know, but he never had a problem. You know what I mean? Kirby has an Alabama problem, and he's got to figure it out. And they're going to play numerous times down the road. Hell, they'll probably play two more times this year.
There's a pretty good chance, because of how good both programs are, they're going to play
now,
every
don't
year.
Get me wrong. Georgia is one of the best programs. Kirby is one of the best coaches in football. Boy had his number. They out-schemed him. They had an answer for everything they threw at him. And more importantly, in big games like this, your superstar players, your best players, have to play their best.
Yeah, so that's the interesting part for me. We know who their superstar players are. Jalen Milroe made very clear that he's a Heisman Trophy caliber quarterback on Saturday night. Ryan Williams is just an absolute phenom at wide receiver.
Blitnikoff is going to be down to two freshman receivers.
Two true freshman receivers at Ohio State and Alabama. Those guys are both insane, and we get to watch him play in college for the next couple of years. Who are Georgia's superstars?
I think Malachi Starks is a superstar.
Okay.
And he played the worst game he's played at Georgia. I thought collectively they didn't tackle well. They were not assignment friendly. And when they had an opportunity to make the play, this is early on, they didn't make it offensively or defensively because there were free guys coming. They had free guys coming at Milroe. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't get him on the ground, and they couldn't track him. And I'm talking about he's right there, and it was just a little shoulder shrug. Who was that defensive lineman? Could have bear hugged him. That's why I was like, did he not know he had the ball or something? I mean, I thought for the most part, Georgia did okay against the running backs themselves outside of the wheel route that they caught. I mean, what a damn play design by them. Motion the guy, clear out the zone. It was just crazy. But I don't think – now, we could talk about Carson Beck played like trash. All right, he looked shook. Now, I don't know the interception on the screen. I don't know what the hell was going on with that. Mm-hmm. That was just miscommunication, whatever you can call it. But they didn't do good enough. And I'm talking about from the get going. We can get on Bobo and all those his play calling and stuff like that. But where the hell is he going with the ball? It's not like everybody was covered every time he threw a damn interception.
Yeah, it's true. It felt like he was thrown into double coverage for the first three quarters of that game. And then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, guys started getting open.
They had damn near 300 yards in the fourth quarter.
I will say this. There were a number of times in the first three quarters that big plays were dropped. Now, Beck didn't play great. Beck did not play great in this game. No. He played great for about 10 minutes in the fourth quarter. He played badly for the first three quarters, but he made some throws that guys dropped.
Yes.
Like, they didn't help him out.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't help. Like, Oscar Delp, help him.
You got to help
him. You know what I mean? Arian, dude, do you know how big a play that was?
Yeah.
That was a big-ass drop.
Because they were down 7-0 at that point, right? Like, Alabama went straight down the field, scored a touchdown.
And then we come back out.
And then Georgia punched him right back.
And then
he drops the
ball.
Carson
can't throw it no better.
Yeah, no, it was a perfect
throw. Carson can't, like, and that's why I put it on everybody. Hell, the defense gave up 30 points in the first half.
Yeah.
Okay, 30 damn points in the first half. Now, a lot of times the offense didn't put him in the best position. Carson, you're fumbling the ball. You're right there. Throw the damn ball away. Don't take a fumble. You know, just sloppiness like that. You had four turnovers by one guy.
Yep.
One guy on the road in that you know, adverse situation, and you almost came back and won the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not for a great play by a great player, Georgia might win the game. Because that was a great the catch that boy made. Because Humphreys is there.
Yeah, the body control to sort of stop and realize it's a little behind him.
Yes.
Humphreys is there.
Humphreys is there.
He's doing a good job. He makes the catch and, like, does a spin move while he catches
it. Yes, and then
hits the ground and then does another spin move.
KJ got to get him on the ground.
Yeah. Nah,
you got to tackle him. You got to tackle
him. With just a slight hesitation and then right past
him.
Just an incredible play. But, yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot in there. I mean, I can see how Georgia fans coming out of the game are optimistic in some ways because of how much good you saw in the second half. And honestly, just being down like that and getting smoked on the road and having the fortitude to come back and make it a game.
They didn't take
the lead.
They didn't.
Like, they didn't blink.
They did not blink. There was no panic or anything. Yeah. It was just more of us not watching it, just like, what the hell is going on? Yeah. Because we never seen that. We've seen Georgia lose, but Alabama put foots all the way to the knees up in us.
Yeah, there's been moments where it got away a little bit. Yeah. Not like that.
Not like that.
That first
not
half
like that.
Was the most landslide half in Kirby's
tenure. Yeah, not like that.
So far, I mean, there was the kind of the fourth quarter of that SEC championship game a couple years ago with Jamison Williams. Oh, yeah, LSU for sure.
LSU.
And then I think the COVID year when Bama and Georgia played, and Georgia played them good in the first half, mm-hmm. and then they kind of landslid them in the second half.
Yes.
That was here's what just having watched Kalen DeBoer football teams the last couple of years. That happens a lot. Like, the way that game went was eerily similar to a number of games. You remember the Texas game mm-hmm. in the playoffs last year, where they had a great game plan. They knew everything Texas did, didn't do well defensively. They attacked it, and they kept hitting it. And then they kind of took their foot off the gas a little bit. Obviously, teams adjust, and Georgia adjusted in the second half to what Alabama was doing. And then they let them back in. But the other thing about it is, Kalen DeBoer finds a way to win those games. Mm-hmm. The dude's coached now, this is 3 years and, what, 4 games or 2 years and 4 games in Power 5. He's 29-3.
Mm-hmm.
Just does that.
Mm-hmm.
You go back further than that in his head coaching career, he's lost like 7 games. Like, this guy's lost like 11 games
He's a damn good football.
But that to me also was something, because you're looking like, what's it going to look like in big games? Like, he's fine. Yeah. Kalen DeBoer's totally ready for that job.
But that's why I keep saying, Kirby's got a Bama problem. We lost 3 games in 4 years, and all three of them in the same team.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only team that's beaten Georgia.
Yeah, it's not so much a Saban problem like people hoped that it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Bama problem, and it's because Bama's incredibly talented.
Yeah.
Like, you play a team that talented that many times, there's a good chance. Now, maybe it would be more even. It hasn't been. They'll play him again, though.
They probably will.
Last time they played him twice in a year, Georgia got him the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky upset Ole Miss.
What a game.
What a performance.
What a performance.
We talked about it off the air, maybe on the air on Friday. I don't remember. I thought Ole Miss was going to smoke him.
Oh, I think a lot of – Ole Miss, I mean, they don't play bad against bad teams.
Yeah, they kill mediocre teams.
Yeah, and so, I mean, Kentucky that game up.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss had no – and you thought it was – I mean, they had no – clue what was going on. They were Vandergrift throwing the ball downfield and everything. He's like, what the hell's going on? I thought he played really good.
He did.
I thought the quarterback runs were really good for Vandergrift. I thought he did a really, really good job.
He's a tough dude.
He is, man.
And he made some good throws.
He made some hard runs.
Yeah, man. He's in there with his head first, picking up first downs.
He made up some hard runs.
Oklahoma State got killed by Kansas State, who last week got killed by BYU.
How about Arizona?
BYU beat Baylor. Yeah, Arizona sneaky, man. That Big 12's weird.
Arizona beat Utah.
Kind of my takeaway from all those games is the Big 12's just kind of like, there's no great team. There's a lot of decent teams. Reese Davis keeps saying on game day, they're the widest conference, not the deepest conference.
Right.
Like, yeah, there's like eight teams that are about the same in that conference. I have no idea who's going to win it. I thought Kansas State was better than that, and then they got smoked by BYU, and then Oklahoma State didn't have anything, and they beat them. Maybe, I don't know, BYU's pretty good. They beat Baylor.
Remember we made that pick up? Because I picked that game on Friday. I was like, how the hell is Baylor favored over BYU?
Yeah, you called that
What the hell's going on right there? And that wasn't even – I mean, obviously Baylor came back in the game, but BYU was kicking their tail. And then the other one, USC, I thought Wisconsin's going to run through their face.
Yeah, the way that game started.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a long day.
That was a nice win for USC.
Very nice win for them. And then Oklahoma, a nice win. I mean, Auburn, but Auburn had a whole lot of problems.
They're bad.
They got a whole lot of problems from quarterback to everything. And then they got to go to Sanford Stadium and play a pissed off Georgia team this weekend.
You see where game day's at this Saturday?
Huh?
Cal Berkeley.
Like, who?
Miami.
You see what time that game kicks off?
No.
10:30.
Local time. A.M.?
P.M.
Oh, okay.
Eastern.
Okay, so 7:30 local time.
Yeah, but
why,
still.
No. I'm asking. Why they at Berkeley?
They've got one loss. Miami's good. Must be no other games.
Oh,
I don't know.
God. That's all like, what the hell's going on?
It's a nice place to visit this time of year. It's not a good place to see a football game.
I'm just curious. Like, they go, okay.
It's actually a really funny place to see a football game.
Because
they don't care about football.
You think McAfee acted a fool? Oh, hell.
Oh, yeah.
Be edibles everywhere. And Berkeley?
Mizzou's at A&M. Why didn't they go to Kyle Field?
They just went there.
Oh, they did? Yeah. Okay. Auburn's at Georgia?
No, nobody wants to go there.
It's in Athens.
But nobody wants to see us obliterate Auburn.
All right, I'm just going down the list here.
Can I interest you in Clemson visiting Florida State?
Nah, you can't. Dude. You can't.
I thought that was a misprint, that Florida State got mud drilled by SMU.
If Washington didn't suck, you have a national championship rematch in Seattle between Michigan and Washington. But unfortunately, Washington does suck, so they can't have the game there. They lost to Rutgers on Friday night, and I got drunk because of it. Well, I was getting drunk anyway, but I got drunker because of it. God, I really missed last year. All right, we'll be right back with an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I know you've eaten one, though.
You might have taken an elevator.
Have you ever had it? Have you ever eaten a chocolate-covered grasshopper bun?
I have not.
Oh, well.
Would you?
Probably.
He says probably.
My mom, when I was a kid, I don't remember where she went. She went somewhere, I don't know, and brought back some candy that had bugs in it.
Mm-hmm.
I never ate it.
I'm good on that.
Yeah.
I'm good.
We got other candy that has, like, Tootsie Rolls on the inside of it.
I don't need to eat no bugs.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just going to eat that.
Yeah.
All right, Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, Andy, Randy, happy Monday to you fellas.
Hi, Mo.
Hey, so Friday, crazy enough, one of the callers called in and asked y'all about when the worst time y'all were sick. Randy, you said it was when you had pneumonia. I found out Friday I have pneumonia. So my question to y'all, my first one, how are you as a sick person? Because I know wifey hates me right now because I can't do too much of anything without getting tired. Randy, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Like when you got pneumonia, like you just get tired, right?
Yeah.
So how are y'all as a sick person? And my interesting fact of the day, because I said I was going to start doing it, them grasshoppers, y'all know they can fly, so it probably got caught up in the wind.
We know they can fly. Yeah. I'm like, why would you come
up there? It's just a highway to fly if you're that little.
How am I, as a sick person, I am the best. I am the best, because I do not let anybody take care of me.
Yeah.
I don't even let my wife, like, I'm like, go and leave.
You don't even let people know you're sick.
Exactly.
Like, you've done this show with a migraine before.
Yes. Whenever I'm sick.
And I'm like, are you all right, Randy? You seem a little off. And you're like, yeah, I have a killer migraine. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but no.
I had a migraine. I stayed in the closet for a day.
Very rarely do I let people know, especially my wife, if I'm sick. I don't like people waiting on me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm not great. I just go away. I'm like, all right, I got it. The only way that I'm going to beat this thing is if I shut it down. Fluids and medicine, whatever. Just you got to leave me alone for like 24 hours, and then I'm good.
I'm
soft. I'm a very soft, sick person. Tinker is in Kennesaw. Hey, Tinker.
What's up, fellas?
Hello.
Hey, my question is, we had that weather roll through Thursday evening, early Friday morning. Mm-hmm. And my question is what great lengths would you take to be prepared? And I guess what I mean is when I tell people what I did, I definitely either got giggles or the side eye. But my property's got a decent amount of trees. Sure enough, I had the batteries, I had all the flashlights, the headlamps, you name it. Uh-huh. But I did go to bed fully dressed, shoes and everything, and I slept with my chainsaw.
there you go.
That's a little extreme there.
You were sleeping in your swim trunks.
I was sleeping in my swim trunks. All right? I don't know what I was going to do if that pool had overflowed. My damn shit was in my swim trunks. I have no clue what I was going to do. I guess we're prepared. We have stuff, you know. But because we have more Pam cooking spray than I think the normal family needs.
Okay.
I don't understand why we have so much Pam. Like, we have.
Is this for?
I don't know.
To be prepared?
I don't
or?
Know, Andy. I was looking for Pam yesterday. And then I went to the side cupboard, and it was the biggest ones,
okay,
full, still in the wrap. I'm like, why do we have all this damn Pam, Donna? Huh. It was on sale.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's like baby oil.
Anybody need any Pam?
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
That could be used.
That's what we married for, man, to experiment on each other. But I'm just saying, you know.
Come here.
But no, we had pretty much everything.
We went to a hotel. Like we have bunch of big trees in our lot, and our house is old. And if one of that trees falls on our house, we're probably gonna die.
No,
so,
don't say that.
Well, hopefully not. That. But like we try to, if it gets real windy like that, we try not to be there.
Yeah, I mean it's not wrong. I mean I'm cool with I said, we got plenty of propane, plenty of all. She had just went to Costco like 2 days before then, so yeah, we were straight.
We might get a couple of them down, actually. There's two that we don't...
You don't like them?
We don't. One of them's sick, and one of them we don't really like.
Right.
So we might. But there's three that we really do like. All right. Xavier is in Gwinnett.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hello.
My quick evaluation of Kyle Pitts. He's tall, he's fast, so there's only really one way he's going to beat you. Running a straight line. Go route, deep post route, drag. If you get physical with him, knock him off the timer out, you're going to keep him in check. So with that being said, are we done with this experiment? Are y'all okay with entertaining the idea of trading in Kyle Pitts at this point? I think we get something out of him. I don't think his play is really going to drastically change in your future. So why don't we just get something out of him now?
All right. Thanks, Xavier. I mean, again, I can't call it an experiment. Like,
I can't.
The team is partially built around Kyle Pitts being good.
Good.
Like,
yeah.
It's not an experiment. Well, you're not going to get – what are you going to get for him?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to move him right now for what? Like,
yeah. I mean, that,
you're not going to get another better tight end.
Man, that's what I was going to say. Like, you're not going to get better by getting rid of Kyle. You're not. I know he is. I know, and it's going to be a continuation after our show, and then about Kyle Pitts' production. I already know what it is.
Yeah, and it's all reasonable.
It's all reasonable, but I'm not giving up on him.
No, you can't.
No,
you can't.
No,
you got to figure it out and get the most out of him because it's supposedly in there. I want to see it. Andrew is in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
What's up, guys? This is tough now because. The guy's getting dragged through this whole segment. Like, I had a KP comment too, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to keep dragging him.
You want to pile on, but I mean, it's all right. Maybe yours is different or better.
I wanted to echo it a bit. So, I mean, other top 10 tight ends drafted, Kel Winslow, Vernon Davis.
Okay.
I mean, they've had a whole career, so we can't rank them against them. And then, how they drafted after him, he's kind of sitting in the chair in the hotel room on the side. You know, he's never going to get the ball that way. That's a pun.
I got it.
But, yep. I just don't think he's ever going to live up to where he was drafted at because of where he was drafted at. I don't think, considering the offense is, still seems very messy. So.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, I mean, look, obviously you drafted a receiver that's going to get a lot of targets, and Drake London has gotten a lot of targets. Mm-hmm. Bijan's going to get the ball a lot, so I guess that's taking the ball out of his hand. But
they're not getting asked to do what Kyle has to do now.
Yeah,
Kyle is block. Kyle is a on the hip tight end that makes sure everything's secure, then goes out for a route. It's not what he does best. But sometimes you got to. What did we talk about before? Sometimes you got to sacrifice protection for protection.
Yeah,
they're doing a little bit more 7-man protections and stuff.
They didn't have any protection week one, and we complained about that because it was a disaster. It ruined the entire game. Right. So, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff right now with this offense that has to get cleaned up. I think he benefits from it getting cleaned up, but until it does, it's going to look like this. Right now, it's not even about living up to the draft pick anymore. Like, we're talking about a guy who had zero catches on Sunday. Like,
none.
Like, if he had three catches for 27 yards, that's still not living up to it.
But
he did something. At least he contributed.
Nothing.
It's crazy. Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? Randy, I'll tell you, my lady made me some ribs last night. I got me a to-go plate ready for me to eat in a couple of hours.
My man.
But I want to ask you, shout out to Vince Carter for getting his jersey retired in two spots.
Yeah.
What was one of your favorite athletes that, in whatever sport, that you would want to see their jersey retired? And when was the last time y'all had some old school childhood meals like PBJ and the Kool-Aid? I want to tell you, Andy, Dylan Morris from Washington is the backup on James Madison. How crazy is that?
Huh. Look at that. Dylan Morris went 3-1 in the COVID year, and everyone thought he was the next coming.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Lake coached him.
What's the first question? I know.
Oh, yeah. A number you'd like to see retired.
Man.
Here's what I can't wait for, because I got an answer for that one.
All right.
When they bring the Sonics back, none of those guys from that late era had their jerseys retired yet. There's no Peyton hanging in the rafters because there's no rafters.
Right.
There's no Kemp hanging in the rafters. I cannot wait.
Right.
I don't know if that's an opening night thing. You don't want to blow your load and do everything at once, but like, I cannot wait for the Sonics to retire those guys' jerseys and put them up in Seattle when the team comes back.
I got to go with that one. I like that one.
It's a good one.
I like that one.
When they come back, we should go.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
If you get in there. We're going to Vegas.
Yeah, we're on the way to Vegas. Old school. I don't know. I tell you what I had the other day that was so good, Andy.
Yeah.
A damn Lil Debbie oatmeal pie.
Ooh.
And
shout out.
Another thing. She bought in bulk. It's three of them. It's like she bought the box. Okay. So it's four of them things of 12. And they just like, Randy.
Yesterday when we got back from church, my wife said, why don't I make peanut butter and jelly for everybody? And I paused for a minute because I didn't want that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just make lunch.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I'll just make lunch.
I don't know how.
I wasn't feeling like a PB&J.
I don't know how. There's nothing wrong with eating because I don't know how I would take my wife saying that to me.
Do I have a little PB&J for lunch?
I would think that she was talking about something freaky. Like, you know me. I don't eat no peanut butter jelly sandwiches, lady.
What could PB&J stand for?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Freaky.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't eat peanut butter and jelly. But I like the crustables.
There you go.
But I don't even know. Yeah, so.
No. All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
Like, as our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of sandwiches did grown-ass man not eat?
I don't know. That's just me. I'm not making fun of anybody who eats.
I know.
My wife said, baby, I'm making grilled cheese sandwiches. You want a grown-ass damn man on a grilled cheese sandwich?
So no peanut butter or jelly, no grilled cheese.
There's nothing wrong with a bowl.
I'm just saying, what else is off the list? What else will a grown-ass man not eat?
I mean, it's plenty of stuff.
What about grilled cheese with tomato soup?
No!
No? Oh, man, that's good.
I know, dog. I got issues, man. I know.
No, you don't.
I got grown-ass. I got issues. I know.
All right, take it
with me. Andy's a very soft, sick person.
I am. It's true.
And I know why.
I wonder why.
Huh? When you asked me earlier about your car living in the town, so I know why.
yeah, he knows why. Randy made ribs with extra love over the weekend.
Yeah, I did.
Younghoe Koo sealed the Falcons' victory Sunday afternoon with a money shot. And Tinker sleeps with his chainsaw when it's raining outside.
Tinker said he chainsaw and boots on.
Randy married solely to experiment on each other. And Karl-Anthony Towns obviously makes some Prince noises.
Yeah.
When he rebounds.
Like, could you imagine him in a rebounding battle with Dennis Rodman, how many times he tipped it?
Sound like the Prince record was skipping. Yeah, he's a Nick now. They're going to love him in New York. All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.